For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of ARC Overnight, we're profiling some of our former hosts, and today I'm talking with Randy Walker, formerly known as Vinyl Lionel, on the Late Night Airways. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm great, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Well, thanks for being on the program. You were on ARC Overnight, got your start in radio around 1998, and were here until about 2001. Tell us about those first days that you were on board with WNCW.
Oh, well, I sure will. I was just going down the road. I'd listen to you guys all the time. And you came on with one of those familiar announcements that you're going to have some training on air for ARC. And called my wife to make sure I wasn't going to get divorced over it. And I said, hey, you mind if I jump into this thing? She said, no. So it was a big crowd, Joe. I think you remember. We've talked about it before. I think there's about 40 people, maybe more, that was there. You know, it just was a great opportunity. Got me started. And back then we were looking at, I guess, some of the folks I remember besides yourself was Bill Baczynski, Linda Ospen, of course, Marshall Ballou, Armando, I think. Those were some of the main personalities that I remember that helped me a lot to get started.
Well, I would say that when you came on, that was the high water mark of our first decade for ARC Overnight, because we would get, like you say, a few dozen people or more to come to our initial training session to have that interest in radio. Of course, that was right before the internet started to really gain hold with digital files, and that world started to expand and explode. And since then, it's been a little bit of a different story as far as interest in radio. However, of course, ARC Overnight is doing really very well nowadays still, which is fortunate. But in those days, that was sort of your only game was radio as far as expressing your musical creativity and listening to new music. Something like ARC Overnight was a really big deal.
Yeah, it absolutely was, and it brought me in touch. I thought at that point I knew a lot about music, but, you know, get it in there and taking a look at what you all had as options for us as DJs to play was phenomenal. It completely opened my eyes up and ears, obviously, to a whole new world of music. I think just coming to mind, I mean, at that point in time, I had never heard of anybody named Jim Lauderdale. And I think even at that point, he was not brand new at that point. And of course, now we know he's behind so many projects, highly respected it. But that's just one example. There's tons of bands and musicians, individuals that I followed since then.
There's always that moment when you come into a radio station like WNCW, whether you've been in radio before, like I had when I first came in here, and you get that sort of that wall of sound moment where you look at the walls of discs and realize, oh, I didn't know nearly as much as I thought I knew. But it's just that first step in the process of continual learning, I guess.
Well, it's great, and so much freedom. And I do listen still to ARC, and, you know, I sense that it's the same situation or similar in regards to the flexibility and the open-endedness as far as DJs have. I chuckled because I didn't know that you would remember my on-air nickname, Vinyl Lionel, but I remember calling you and asking if you minded if I hauled in some of my music collection, which is still on vinyl, to be honest. A lot of it is. And it was, you know, no, hey, bring it on in. So it was something that I really treasured. And just as a side note on that, my mother at that point was still alive, living in California, and they were able to stream you guys. So you were way ahead of the curve when you were talking about the internet, but you guys were streaming back then in 98, 99, you know, that period that I was there. So it was a great opportunity for her to tune in on the West Coast and listen to me play DJ.
I love hearing those stories of the personal connections that you reinforced or helped make on a show like ARC Overnight.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I know that it was right around December 8th anniversary for Lennon's death, of course, and I had intended on coming in and just playing like three tunes, doing kind of a little tribute, and I did it kind of early in my shift, and pretty soon, the phone's ringing off the hook, you know, truckers on 85, people that are working all night, and it turned into almost the whole night was you know, Lennon material or, you know, Beatle material. And you called me the next day and said, Randy, I appreciate how much you dig the Beatles and what you did with the Lennon thing, but you know, we got to spread this out a little bit. And I said, well, Joe, I don't know what to do. The phone would not stop ringing, you know, with people calling and making requests. So besides getting me, I shouldn't say hot water because it wasn't really hot water. You were just kind of wanting to know what was going on. But it also was amazing to me that many people were listening at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's a much more memorable evening of music now than it would have been, I guess. I commend you, and you know, retroactively, I commend you for that show, Randy.
I can sleep better now.
So now you still have an active hand in radio. You're at WSGE in Gastonia.
I am. I was, as you mentioned, I was at NCW for about 3 years or thereabouts with ARC, and you know, I'm in Lincoln County, so it was roughly pushing an hour and a half one way for me, which, you know, I did it that long, and I didn't mind it, but at the same time, there was a lot of mornings coming in, you know, back into Lincoln County after doing an all-nighter where it's like, you know, I keep pushing this. I'm going to be off the road here. And just about somewhere in that period, I started thinking about that. Again, a similar notice from SGE that they were looking for somebody to do public affairs for them. Just walked over and kind of came in as a volunteer. And I actually did both for a while because I didn't want to leave you guys in the lurch, and I was on the schedule for a while. But eventually it was more of an issue of logistics for me just to go literally 20 minutes down the road as opposed to an hour or 20. And so I did that, and still there. And actually, for folks out there that, you know, may have an interest, I can't say enough about volunteerism because, you know, that volunteering with NCW and then volunteering at SG actually turned into me now as a part-time employee and the public affairs producer at WSGE doing talk radio. So what can I say? But, you know, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, it's great to have you, Randy, and great to think back to those years now. Also, you have some other musical things going on. You have a hand in music and performing too, right?
Yes, I do. I've had a band for about 10 years now called Low Willie, and obviously we haven't hit the front of the Rolling Stone or anything like that yet, but it's really more of a hobby, but it is, we do original material, and working on my fourth album now, so that's all there, you know, kind of in the mix, and it's something, I guess, you know, music, I'm sure like you, Joe, has been with me all my life, particularly since my early mid-teens, and here I am, quite a bit older than 15 now, but still, you're right, with my hand in it, and fortunate enough to be able to play a little bit out, and then also to be able to DJ and do some great interviews as well with other musicians.
Do you have any music from ARC Overnight from when you were on air, 98 through 2001, that still sticks with you?
Well, I'll tell you, I've actually, and I probably should have listened to this beforehand, but not long after I had left NCW, I put together kind of a mixtape of not so much me, but really to remember those tunes because I didn't have physical copies of a lot of it. And I'm trying to think. I know the one that, and I guess you could edit this out if it's not appropriate, but the one that stuck to my mind is the, I guess, out there the furthest was that old tune that a lot of people was playing, especially on ARC, was Detachable Penis. You remember that one?
that was a big hit.
I don't know if we want to put that on. That's up to you.
Well, you know, King Missile, they made a lot of mileage out of that tune.
Yeah. But that was, I mean, if it just comes to mind as far as the extreme weird, that was the one. And I wish I could think of something else, a little more intelligent, but who was the band? Something about Vegas.
Death in Vegas?
Death in Vegas, exactly. That's it. That was another one that stuck out that I had heard nothing about, but, you know, we got an opportunity when I would usually come in on my nights. Usually Bill was there, Baczynski, and so he would give me a list, and again, for folks that aren't aware, and I assume you don't the same way, we were never told what to play. But there was a list, and I mean a long list, of albums that were, you know, they were there, and it's kind of on a rotation basis of what was on the sheet. But as DJs, we would come in and make our own choices. So I would try to get there an hour or so before going on air and just kind of preview. And, again, band like Death in Vegas just caught me. And I was trying to go through tracks that I thought, you know, which one do I want to play? They were all good, you know. So I end up actually picking up the album out of the store one day, but still have it. But that was kind of a typical routine of just coming in and sometimes an hour wasn't enough to go through and try to pick a few tunes.
Well, Randy, we're really glad to have you on the program and look back over the years that you were here on ARC Overnight. Have anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, nothing really other than to say again what a great station WNCW is. I know even just traveling the region, beyond having a great signal, you've also got some great, obviously great programming, great people there that are still there and doing a great job. And people still say, oh, you're from North Carolina, and they talk about, you must know about an NCW. So there's a lot out there that you guys are bringing. I'm proud to have got my start there. And just a big thank you to everybody at NCW.
Well, Randy, you're a credit to ARC Overnight, and it's great to see you in radio and doing great things.
I appreciate that, Joe.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, celebrating 20 years of ARC Overnight.